huddled together for warmth.
Yes, correct. How do they get here? It's a mystery. How do they find the same exact spot in the forest? It's a big mystery.
Because they've never been here before.
No. This is the fourth generation. So let's say we start with this generation, and this one goes back to the United States at the end of March. And the females need to find milkweed plants to lay their eggs. And then generation one starts. And then that generation keeps going northwards. And then generation two starts. And then generation three starts even farther north. And then generation four, and sometimes the fifth generation, is the one that comes back to Mexico.
And one, two, three, and four would have died?
In 2 months. That's their lifespan.
And mated and passed on eggs to generation four or five,
yes.
Which are then the ones that fly down here.
Yes, and they are the ones that live for 8 months. And they come down here to find the same trees that their great-great-grandparents were at.
Incredible.
It is absolutely incredible.
Is there any other equivalent of this on Earth?
I don't think so. It's the only multi-generational migratory phenomenon in the world. The only one.
That should be a song. The only multi-generational migrational phenomenon in the world.
There you go. The only organism in the world that does this.
Incredible. I've seen lots of things in my life, but I can honestly say that this spectacle beats them all. These tiny little creatures clustering together in the way they do has moved me beyond anything. It's simply remarkable. When you add to that, beyond the spectacle alone, the idea that they might have travelled 3,000 miles, it simply beggars description.